I'm with Gino O'Donovan from O'Donovan Garfield. You were one of the main organisers of this event. Why did you feel so strongly that an event like this needed to be organised?
Well, Ciarán, I felt that the SME sector in the Midwest region needed help. As I said earlier on when I said my few words, they're in a difficult place, and credit is their lifeblood. And the SME sector, by its very nature, cannot survive without credit. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, we're in a chartered accounting practice, and we're dealing with them, and they're coming, and they have the ideas, and they have the expertise, and they don't really know, kind of, you know, where to go or where to seek the funding and support, the capital and the credit that they need. And if they go to the banks, you know, they have to make appointments, they have to put together the information, they have to go to the enterprise boards, go to the seed capital providers, and all that takes time. So, you know, we were trying to short circuit that and try to get them answers and hopefully funding and information under one roof in one day. So, you know, we have here today, with all of the stands that are here, the banks are here, the seed capital providers are here, the enterprise state agency supports are here, along with the revenue commissioners, the credit review office, and that, and they can gather all that information in one space. So by spending an hour here, you know, they'd be able to achieve what might have taken them days. And, you know, if they have a viable business, I've been assured that they will get the supports in that for us. And in many instances, they're not necessarily certain of how to put a business plan together or what information is required. They'll get that here. Whilst they might necessarily get the funding here today, they'll know how to go about getting it, and so that when they come back the next time armed with the information, hopefully they'll be able to do so. And so we're going to track that, and we're going to hopefully get everybody to complete a questionnaire, and we'll be contacting them over the next month or two, and because unless deals are done, it's not a success.
The amount of people here is a great testament to the way people are reacting to the current climate. There's so many people here who want to learn, they want knowledge. It must be great for somebody like you who's organized an event like this to see people come here to get information to help better themselves in their business and their business life.
Well, it is, of course, and that was always the fear, was in getting people here. But, you know, there's a little known statistic. There's about 9% of the Irish workforce who are self-employed or work for themselves. So it's quite high, and it's one of the highest, if not the highest, in the Western world. So, you know, there are lots of people around. The SME sector in the Midwest region, it's a beef of activity with ideas. You know, you've got the Franchise Centre, which is the FAST program from LIT, and they're doing fantastic work. They're turning out about maybe 25 to 30 people this June, setting up franchises. They need capital and credit. You have the Limerick Enterprise Development Network, the Paul Partnership, and many others in the area. So it's a hype activity. So I'm thrilled, and I would think that maybe of the few hundred that will be here today, there could be 50% of them who are people who are contemplating setting up in the near future. And you know, if they all create jobs and set up and, you know, hopefully survive and get the supports that they need, it today will have been worth it.
Do you have any plans to do something similar like this in the future, seeing as how it seems to be going quite well?
Well, that'll depend. I mean, when I saw the programme initially, which was run by George Lee in Troll Park last February, and saw the TV programme, I just felt somebody needed to put their head above the parapet and run an event such as this to help, which is what we did. And if it is successful today, certainly we'd give consideration to doing something again.
Thank you very much.